Pandemic closes restaurants, owner flies to save dogs. Pilot Edward Seaton kneels in front of his plane with two rescue dogs on their way to their new forever home. Seaton is a volunteer for the organization Pilot and Pulse. From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. When the coronavirus health crisis closed the businesses of a restaurant owner in Chicago, he decided to get involved in something else saving animals. Edward Seaton is co-owner and operator of 9 restaurants and food supply businesses in Chicago, but he also is a volunteer airplane pilot for Pilots and Paws, an animal rescue organization. On its website, Pilots and Paws says its efforts have led to the rescue of over 150,000 animals. Seaton himself has flown over 25 missions and has transported about 60 animals to safety. His fiancée Debbie often flies with him on the rescue missions. Pilot Edward Seaton and his fiancée Debbie in front of his plane. They are preparing to deliver rescue dogs to their new home. "The stuff that I see that humans do to their dogs drives me absolutely crazy. Like Debbie showed me a video yesterday of a dog that was so badly injured that I could not stop crying." All the animals, Seaton explains, are being rescued from kill shelters. These shelters destroy pets that do not find new owners after a period of time. The animals also are rescued from unhealthy conditions. Most of the dogs, he said, have suffered great abuse. The Pilot and Paws website is a meeting place for animal rescue volunteers. Volunteer pilots and plane owners sit and heard about the organization in 2018 and quickly joined as a volunteer. Pilot Edward Seaton and his fiancée Debbie sit in the cockpit of his plane. They are preparing to deliver a rescue dog to its new home. A few days later, on New Year's Eve, he flew his first mission. A dog named Phoebe was heading to a kill shelter. Seaton's part of the mission was to fly the dog to Missouri, and then another pilot was to fly her to her new home in Idaho. The mission was a success. Phoebe was saved. The dog's new owner, a blind woman, recently sent Seaton a picture of Phoebe and her together. The woman's husband wrote that Phoebe has brought great happiness to his wife's life. After that first mission, Seaton was hooked. He wanted to save more dogs and other pets. "Besides Phoebe, do you have any other missions that stick out in your memory?" "Oh, most of them, my God. I can recite almost every single one." He talks lovingly of Bella, a dog that wandered in the U.S. diplomatic offices in Bosnia-Herzegovina and would not leave. Diplomats there flew the dog to Chicago, and then Seaton flew Bella to her new home in Wisconsin. Edward Seaton is volunteer pilot for an organization called Pilots and Paws. They deliver rescue animals to their forever homes. Another of Seaton's missions was to save a dog named Hero. Hero was severely abused. He was used as a target while humans shot fireworks at him. Hero was used to target practice for fireworks, so he had, oh my gosh, yeah, he was just a target practice, and he had burns everywhere, burns on his forehead, hind legs, belly, everywhere. Seaton said he has long been a dog lover. Flying airplanes came later. However, flying was a childhood dream that almost didn't happen. When he was young, a neighbor in Romania told Seaton that he would never be a pilot, so he forgot his dream of flying. He did not realize his dream until 2007. That year, a customer threatened to never eat at his restaurant again if Seaton did not come flying with him. Not wanting to lose a long-time customer, Seaton agreed. Soon after, he bought his own plane for about $34,000 and has not stopped flying. Chicago's restaurant hit hard by COVID-19. Born in Bucharest, Romania, Seaton grew up in the mountains surrounding that city. During our interview, he shared a detail from his childhood in Romania. "Let me just say to you when you to your audience that I grew up in Romania, listening to the Voice of America on shortwave radio." "Oh, absolutely. My dad had a big radio and that was a nighty thing that we did. We sat around the table at dinner time and we listened to Voice of America. For us, that was a lifeline. That was the only way to get outside news. So yeah, I think Voice of America for that. In 1992, Seaton moved to the United States and began working in the restaurant business. He was good at it. Seaton and his business partner employed more than 1,000 people in their 11 restaurants and food shops. But when the COVID-19 health crisis hit, they had to close two businesses permanently. Most of the others remained closed for winter. They also had to cut their number of employees to about 100. Many Chicago restaurants have not survived, even well-known ones. Seaton's restaurant Blackbird is one of them. Every day you see news about another victim of the pandemic, another beloved restaurant closing down. When we closed Blackbird, there was an outcry because Blackbird was the oldest fine dining Michelin-starred restaurant in the city. When talking about his food service businesses, Seaton is looking toward the future. He hopes the spring will bring better times for Chicago's restaurant culture. He also believes in luck and knocks on wood to get a little of it. And now, we have about 9 shops or so. Some of them are dormant for this winter. Let me knock on wood. Hopefully we'll reopen all of them in the spring. But for now, Seaton is putting his time, money, and energy into helping these animals. He says it is his new of helping. Two rescue dogs sit in Edward Seaton's plane. The volunteer pilot and restaurateur flies rescue animals to their forever homes. We all give back in our own ways. Everyone does something, and this is my way. It has also helped him get through this period of uncertainty. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo. Words in the story. Mission. Noun. A specific task with which a person or a group is charged. Fiancé. Noun. A woman engaged to be married. Pet. Noun. A tame animal kept as a companion rather than for work. Crazy. Adjective. Unable to think in a clear or sensible way. Hooked, verb, fascinated by or devoted to something. Sticks out, verb, to be prominent or conspicuous, to be obvious and clear. Recite, verb, to repeat from memory or read aloud publicly. Customer, noun, one that purchases a commodity or service. Knocks on wood. Interjection said to ward of bad luck. Dormant, verb, not doing anything at this time, not active but able to become active. Comprehension quiz. How many animals has Seaton transported to safety?